Welcome to Seeing Into Being Summit, spiritual insights and stories to awaken the golden age in your heart, mind, and daily life.
Om Shanti, dear Sister Kala, and welcome to Seeing Into Being, beautiful program looking at the future golden age. So very welcome, very nice that you can join the whole Brahmin family with us today.
Om Shanti, and thank you. Thank you for having me, and I'm very happy to be with everyone as well.
I'm glad that you're happy to be with all of us, because we'll be together also in the golden age. So it's a journey that starts now, and we're counting on you as well to bring some images and feelings and awareness of the golden age in the next little while. And let me start asking you, when I say to you golden age, what comes to your mind, to your heart, to your intellect? Just the word golden age, what happens to you when you hear those words?
I think it's different things or images and feelings at different times. I remember right in the beginning, as I was entering my Brahmin life, the golden age would always bring in front of me the image of deities, especially my favorite, Sri Krishna. And then as I progressed further and started listening to many of the aspects of golden age, it would be different things that come up for me. And lately, something that has been coming up a lot is this sense of freedom, total freedom, especially the freedom of the mind, where the mind is totally free and like a flying bird, and you're really light, and everyone around you is very light. And it's just this very, very beautiful feeling of a light-hearted, free, and a very joyful family together.
How would you describe that feeling of freedom in the awareness of the golden age? Because, of course, today we understand freedom as being free from something. In golden age, how do you think we're going to experience that freedom, since we won't know jail, we won't know lawyers and judges or bondages of the mind? How do you think we're going to feel that freedom?
I think it's true what you're saying. It's a relative word. But I was remembering an incident that I had a couple of years ago when I was watching a child having his meal, right? Just a simple meal, like, well, I think it was spaghetti or something. And he was like a 4 or 5 year old kid. And I was watching him, and he was into that every noodle of the spaghetti, like nobody else could have enjoyed that meal like he did. So at that moment, it really came so strongly to me. This is what it must be to be in the golden age, in terms of completely being in the moment and free to enjoy the moment, whatever it's offering, whether it is your food you're eating, whether it's the people in front of you, or whether it is the air. I just felt that, you know, that image of that child really brought to me the feeling of the golden age in terms of the freedom. In other words, he had nothing else in his mind. We were all around him, praising him, you know, talking to him, but he was totally lost in his noodles. So to me, that was a golden age moment. Of course, I don't know if he felt it, but I felt that's what it would be like. So I think it's the freedom to be completely in the moment and to take in everything that nature has to offer, that people have to offer, that you have to offer yourself, that time has to offer, I think. So freedom to enjoy, actually, life.
Let's see if there will be spaghetti in the golden age, but maybe golden spaghettis.
Right, that's why I thought, you know, it's not about the actual material things, but it's about the experience of that moment. That really struck with me, yeah.
Just a question for you. So you're starting to describe, of course, that freedom of the feeling that we have in the golden age. And you mentioned about your attraction to Krishna in the beginning. Were you, before Gyan, studying Hindu scriptures, or were you in bhakti before, and did you have to disconstruct your understanding of Golden Age for a new understanding of Golden Age?
I was in bhakti, but I wasn't, I wouldn't say I was in deep bhakti in terms of really studying the scriptures or getting to know the Golden Age better or whatever, but it was more an emotional attachment, I think, to that Golden Age deity image of Krishna. And so when I came to understand, you know, who Sri Krishna is, of course I had to deconstruct my emotions, my feelings. But it happened in a very beautiful way, in that here was this image that I was looking up to and adoring and worshipping, and all of a sudden, when I came to knowledge, it was like that person that I was looking at, the image that I was looking at, was really very close to me, very close to me, and was something that was giving me the hope to be like him and to be with him and to do everything with him like him. And so it took a while. It didn't happen fast. It took a few months, 2 years, I would say, maybe not a year. But it did, I did see retrospectively, I can see how it was such a beautiful transformation, that was taking place inside, from a very passive emotion to a very active, pure feeling of the divinity that he was depicting, right? So I don't know if that makes sense. So it wasn't so much about the Golden Age itself, but it was about the image of a human being that lived in a Golden Age. And that became very clear to me, that this is possible not just as for some set of divine people, but for me to be included in that set of divine people. So I think it was a beautiful transformation in my emotions.
Right, no, I think I understand what you're sharing, and I think it's connected also with how did you evolve in this notion of Golden Age in relation to what Baba is asking us in terms of, you know, claiming a high status, but also not just, of course, crown and palaces, but dignity, purity, love, the qualities of the deities. How did you start to relate to the Golden Age along your Brahmin life in terms of really connecting with what Baba is asking us to become in the future? How did it grow on you on this notion?
Well, I think one of my key words that has helped me always to appreciate this highest experience that Baba wants us to have is when Baba says 16 celestial degrees, and that of course translates as Sola Kala in Hindi. So the first time I met Baba, it was the name that he, you know, called me as, Sola Kala, rather than Kala. So I think that just went right into my soul, into my heart at that time. And for me, this image of the perfect moon just kind of stayed with me and said, you know, this is exactly how it is, that I am becoming completely perfect, pure, whatever. So even through the most downside moments of Brahmin life, I would say, this word Sola Kala has always stood out for me as a key, and it would uplift me right away. And it was this sense of perfection, and what Baba is looking at me as, you know, came just alive in those moments. And I've always held on to those words, Sola Kala. This is 16 celestial degrees. So I think it was pretty remarkable. I don't know if my name was not that, if I would have existed so long, but I think the name had a lot to do for me. And of course,
indeed, it's a beautiful blessing. And also, how do you describe then, when you look at it in terms of becoming really that 16 celestial degrees, what words do you put on the qualification, the state of mind, the feelings that you think you would have when you are 16 celestial degrees complete?
The feeling I would put, and you know, still keep putting, is that whatever is needed at the moment to make that moment complete, in terms of my own experience, I would be able to emerge that. In other words, there wouldn't be anything missing. And so how it relates to my life right now is that I wouldn't feel that I missed anything. In other words, there is always that feeling of fullness. You know, say for example, if I needed to be in the moment, you know, at the moment somewhere, then I would somehow or the other get pulled to be that place, so I wouldn't miss out, in other words, right? So my intellect, my mind, my qualities, they would all be supporting my experience in such a complete way that I would experience life as complete. And of course, I'm not saying that happens all the time, but I've had fleeting moments when I felt that this is what life is all about. Being at the right moment, right time with the right people, and having the best experience possible at this time.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's very interesting because every time we ask anyone about the Golden Age, it often comes back to looking at the self now and the qualifications that we have now. So, of course, we're preparing for the future world. The question I would have sometimes is, are we making effort to become a perfect Brahmin? Are we making effort to become a perfect deity? Are these the same? Are there specific qualifications we should pay attention specific to the deity world? Or are they the same? Or do we have to sometimes really think more about the qualification of the deities in order to make the proper type of efforts? What do you think about this?
I was also thinking about that today, actually, that, you know, it particularly had to do with this aspect of, you know, if we have this complete knowledge and if we have the faith, then what is it that comes in the way? And what I was really thinking is that, that somewhere in our acceptance of our Brahmin identity, there needs to be something added, perhaps, you know, because Brahmin identity is also in very deep and very vast identity. It has so many aspects of not just what we do externally, but so many aspects of what we believe internally, our values, our feelings, our vision, our consciousness, everything, right? So if something is missing in that, perhaps, you know, then something would also be missing in our effort or the experience that we would get of the Golden Age. So I think, yes, to answer your question, they are very connected. There are times I feel we don't do enough of remembering the Golden Age, right? I don't think there are ever times when we don't remember we are Brahmins. We remember that a lot. But I don't think we remember our identity in the Golden Age that much. So perhaps we need to be doing a little more of that. And that's why I like this whole project or initiative that we are doing to consciously and actively emerge those feelings and memories and experiences. And little by little, we'll get there. You know?
It's true that we see each other as Brahmin on a regular basis. We make effort to see each other as a soul. But it's true that maybe we don't make many efforts to see each other as a deity soul either. So that may be something missing.
Yeah, I feel so. I mean, may not be true for everyone, but I feel in my situation or set of circumstances, I personally don't find myself doing that. And when I do that, I really love it. You know, I really feel that that's what this life is all about, to immerse that quality and that experience. And so any little opportunity we get, when we can let go even of all the Brahmin identity and responsibilities and all that, and just be in a golden age of awareness, consciousness, you know, free, as I said, you know, just to be in the moment and to enjoy each other and the purity of the atmosphere, I feel that's a great gift we can give to ourselves and also to each other in the Brahmin family, especially at this time when we find that, you know, a lot of Brahmins, I mean, we have a lot of Brahmins who are quite senior or quite a number of years in Gyan. And so Brahmin consciousness we have grown with. But I think it's especially in the Western world, perhaps we don't have enough of a strong awareness of the golden aged consciousness, the deity consciousness. And because I think immediately as soon as we think of deities, we think of the jazz of the costume and the dresses, and you know, there's something subliminally that cuts it off, you know, for us. So, but it's the qualification we're talking about, the values, the virtues, the purity we're talking about. Then we will not have any barrier between each other. You know, we'll just be a free flow of pure energy. So I think we need to create more of those kind of opportunities to be together and to share that energy together in a very natural way, I feel.
So we have to find another way of connecting with the deity awareness by not going necessarily with a dress. And like you said, I mean, I'm sure it's a very big obstacle to some of us to be looking at the visual aspect, a limited visual aspect of Golden Age. So we might need to find another way to connect more efficiently with it.
Yeah, the visual might help a little bit, but not to just rely on it completely, you know. That's not all about, you know, it's not what it is all about.
So, but it's fascinating to go deep into this thinking, because Baba keep asking us to create the awareness of the angel from time to time. Sometimes the awareness of the worship-worthy living being deity, sometimes the awareness of the incorporeal soul. So we do have to go through creating those different awarenesses. And so the question we may ask is, where is this deity consciousness playing a significant role? Are we becoming a better Brahmin by thinking of being a deity, or are we becoming a better deity by focusing on being a good Brahmin?
It's both ways. It's a cycle. Isn't it?
It comes one with the other. How do you use yourself this awareness of the deity or the remembrance of the golden age as a mean to progress in your Brahmin life?
You know, I don't do enough of it. As I said, I feel that it's not enough in the air. Maybe that's again an excuse, but. I put in a lot of effort into being a good Brahmin, good connection with Baba, and doing the things more accurately as a Brahmin. But to sit back and just emerge deity sanskars, which is actually our original sanskars, even when I say original sanskars, I'm just now reflecting on even the word original sanskars, which means deity sanskar. It doesn't immediately, you know, come like a flashback. It takes time, in other words. It kind of takes like one quality at a time, you know, going over like the actual steps of the experience of that quality. but it doesn't come wholesale as an experience still. And I would love for that to happen, you know, when our original form, our original image, our original sanskar doesn't take too much thinking to emerge. So I think I'm hoping, of course, that I know that being a better Brahmin definitely gets you to that stage. And perhaps it's a matter of getting to that particular level of good Brahmin, so to speak, so that you can actually feel the naturalness of your original sanskars. So it does take effort. And do I make effort to do the other way? I can't remember that I do it the other way, actually. But yes, from time to time, there is effort and the attempt in meditation, particularly to emerge original sanskars. And that always, of course, leaves you much more empowered and much more willing and ready and clear to follow the full depth of the Brahmin path. But sometimes you miss out on a few steps, you know, if you're not fully empowered and fully in that pure state. So yes, from time to time it happens, but maybe not enough. You know.
Sometimes some BKs refer to some experiences they had with seniors or with Bhavdada that really awakened that experience of golden age, seen with Dadi Kumarka, with some of the seniors, that they felt, oh, maybe this is the way it is in golden age. Can you recall a moment in your Brahmin life when you felt, okay, this is the kind of level at which we can connect with a golden age awareness?
Well, I must go back to my meeting with Bhavdada the first time when I said he referred to me as Solakala. That was a moment where it kind of really came as a reality. Until then, it was like, is it really? You know, kind of thing. So that was definitely a moment. And every time, you know, I should say many times as Baba is giving drishti, I have felt that. I have felt that sense of absolute purity and freedom that comes from that purity. And in terms of many times experience when we have, you know, especially tying Rakhi, I have felt that. I have particularly had one experience of Rakhi in Madhuban at one time when Dadi Kumarka was there. And that Rakhi really kind of struck a bell for me, because usually for our Rakhi, it's long hours of meditation and subtle consciousness and, you know, of course, a lot of purity. But when I was in Madhuban for Rakhi that year, what I saw was a lot of happiness and joy and a real sense of brotherhood, everybody coming and tying these Rakhis to Dadi, and Dadi is kind of showering them with Rakhis. And it was just such a natural flow of purity, you know, and a joyful flow of purity. It was pure vibration. So I thought that is the kind of relationships that will be in the golden age. Here, of course, we're making effort to be that, and that's beautiful too. But there it's like absolutely free-flowing purity.
I was asking you the question because I thought you would have some experiences, and I wanted you to rekindle those experiences so we can hear from you in a form of maybe a short meditation commentary, going back with you to those feelings and those memories, and see how you can share a few thoughts that will help us to contemplate the future golden age. So can you take us into a few minutes meditation together?
Sure. So here we are. The time all on our side. our best friend, time. And Baba has introduced us to our best friend, time. And we travel through time. As easily as a bird flies through high air. We find ourselves landing in that beautiful golden pristine time. All of us together. A whole flock of us that have been together through that most precious confluence age are now past that time. We are in the golden age. And what's the proof? Our feelings. Absolutely uplifting of each other. What a joy. What a joy life is. Every moment an opportunity. To look into the eyes of each other. And feel the value. Love. The honor. Respect. No words spoken. No real giving and taking. And yet, so much has been shared. And all around us, nature is applauding us. So happy just seeing us there. And again, no words spoken, but it's all in the air. We are in the most beautiful and purest awareness and time. The heart is dancing, and so are the feet, so is the body. Again, no words, but our face, our actions tell it all. We are in a golden age. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, dear Kalabenan. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us. It's very sweet and lovely, and taking the time also. Thank you so much. And I know you feel you should make more effort to develop those 16 celestial degrees, but I can tell you that I'm sure everyone feels the same, that you're already radiating a lot of them very beautifully. So thank you for sharing them all. We feel ready to go to Golden Age very soon. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Yes, thank you for all your blessings, and it was lovely being on the air.